We'll miss his humor, his warmth, and his humility. But most of all, we'll miss the sweet sound of Joey's accordion. And now to say a few words, his boyhood friend, Tony Maselli.
Okay. Joey. Hello. Our friend, Joey Castellucci. We're here for him in death as he was always there for us in life.
It's true. It's so true. I made Joey's favorite dip for after. You'll have to taste it. Because he can't.
If your car broke down, Joey C was there. If you needed a couple of bucks, Joey was there. If you had the sudden urge to poker, Joey was there.
It goes great with corn chips. Which I forgot.
Then go to the store.
It's a funeral. Have a little respect.
You know, when something this sudden happens, it makes you stop and think about how fragile life is. How temporary. How that could just as easily be me. I mean, after all, you know, we're the same age. Wait a minute, no, I'm actually 2 months older than him. Yet he's laying there and I'm standing here. But for how long? I mean, my life could end like that. Father, is it getting a little stuffy in here, Father? Angela, please, what are you looking at here? Please don't just stand and get me a doctor.
Are you okay?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm fine. Oh, he's alive! Well, at least he's on key.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. To you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Vinny, he has been missing all day. If you see him, please tell him to call home. I'm really worried. No, Vinny, the idea of another woman never crossed my mind. But thank you for planting that seed.
I'm gonna ski me a mountain. I'm gonna ski me a hill. I'm gonna ski me a mountain. At least I hope I will.
He's back. He's happy. Let's eat.
Joey, where have you been? We've all been worrying about you.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I must have lost track of the time. You know, I was driving around the old neighborhood, you know, where me and Joey used to hang out. Then all of a sudden, I look up and I see this billboard. And it says, Ski Vermont. Just then, I knew what I had to do, huh? It was like some sort of a sign.
It was a sign.
That's right. It said, take that trip. A trip we've been planning for 2 years. Come on, what do you say? We load up the Jeep tonight. We take off first thing in the morning.
I've got to study for an exam.
Yeah, I have a date.
I just want my dinner.
It's always something, isn't it? Okay, fine. You guys want to stay here and let life pass you by? So be it. But not this guy. Not this guy. I'm not putting my life on hold any longer. I'm going to go conquer me a mountain. Oh. Right after I clean this room. Going to get me a broom. Going to clean this room.
I am so ashamed of us. For the first time since Joey's funeral, Tony is showing some spark of life. And how do we respond? We just want our dinner.
Yes!
Well, do what you want. But I, for one, am going to be there for Tony.
You're right. I think Dad really needs his family around him, and I can cancel my date.
What the hey? I can study up there.
Trapped like a rat.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, what do you say there? Oh, you missed the experience of a lifetime. Do you have any idea what it's like to go skimming across a frozen lake at 60 miles an hour with the fresh cold wind whipping into your face? Unbelievable. Angela, she got to sit in the front.
I'm a little chapped. Could you buy me some moisturizer?
Absolutely. I'll get it right away. Hey, and you know what else? I'll check and see if they open the top of the mountain yet, huh?
You know, Dad, maybe we should just all take the day off today.
Yeah, after all, the snow will be there tomorrow.
Yeah, but will we?
With any luck, no.
I know he's acting a little extreme, but Joey's death put him into some kind of midlife crisis, and he's looking for something right now. No matter what it takes, I'm going to stand by him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no way.
Not me.
Only an idiot.
Let's do it.
My case. I am sitting this one out.
It's break time.
Tony, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, come on. I always wanted to do an expert run. Come on, we'll do it together. What do you say?
Geronimo?
Oh, Angela, that's why I love you. Baby, you're the greatest. Come on, I'll race you. Hi, you ready?
Ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go! Boy, that is steep. What am I doing?
Watch out for that branch, Mom. Or take it with you.
I mean, I could have killed myself going down that run. And for what?
Okay, she's looking good. Real good. Uh-oh. Fat guy! Oh, tough place to take a pole.
What have I been thinking? What could I have been doing here?
Trying to cram a lifetime into every minute. One thrill after another.
Exactly. I keep thinking it's going to satisfy something in here, but it doesn't.
Dad, you cannot get fulfillment by chasing after cheap thrills.
Lord knows I've tried. What you're looking for is something more permanent.
Permanent, that's right, Mona. But what? I mean, like a hobby, a job?
Oh, no!
I guess I'm just gonna have to keep on searching.
Well, why don't you start at the bottom of Dead Man's Drop? Remember her?
What do you mean? You mean Angela?
Yes, the answer has been right in front of you all along. At least it was.
Angela and I, we're already together. I told her I love her.
Well, obviously that is not permanent enough for you.
Well, what's more permanent than...
Dad, take the real plunge.
Yes, and then maybe you won't have to throw yourself off a cliff to find happiness.
You mean marriage?
Absolutely.
It's been right in front of me the whole time. She risked her life for me. She supported me through all this craziness. She's been patient and loving for 7 long years.
So, what are you going to do about it?
I'm going down that hill, and I'm going to ask her to marry me.
All right, great.
which way is that bunny slope? Oh, there it is. Chicken Run, that's me. Chicken. All right, look. Give me the best table in the place, all right? Okay. Oh, yeah, and 2 chairs.
Angel'll be down in a couple of minutes.
So, how are you going to pop the question?
Okay, it's all arranged. Look, see, romantic dinner, candlelight and champagne. And when the moment's right, I get down on one knee and I say, Angela, I love you. Will you marry me? Huh?
Seen it, heard it, said no to it.
It's It's got to be something special, Dad. Something memorable, something romantic.
Well, it's the best I could come up with on such short notice. I'd like to see you guys come up with something better.
Oh, what about a sleigh ride under the stars?
Ooh, that is better.
Okay, let's see the ring.
A ring? Oh, no. Oh. A ring?
Men. Here, you can borrow this.
Oh, Mona. You are the greatest.
Remember how she looked before you threw her off the mountain.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. The doctor says I should have complete movement in my neck in 3 weeks.
Oh, gee, I'm really sorry, Ange. I mean, I'm really sorry. You know, it's just that I froze, and I just couldn't do that to myself.
Well, you two kids have fun.
See you later.
Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy the sleigh ride.
Okay.
Sleigh ride?
Yeah, well, it's just, I thought it might be fun, but I can see that you're not going to be in the mood.
No, Tony, it'll be lovely. We don't have to go down any hills, do we?
Hey, this will be fine. Hey, this is perfect. Stop right here. Hey, do me a favor. Take a walk, yeah? And blindfold that horse. Ooh, gosh. Isn't this magnificent, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, come here. I'll keep you warm, huh? Oh, boy. Have you ever seen so many stars, huh? Oh, look, there's Cassiopeia. And there's the North Star. Oh, and there's the Big Dipper, huh?
Tony, could you...
Sure. Here you go.
Star.
Beautiful, huh?
There's a shooting star.
Oh, yeah, I saw it too, you know. That's good luck.
Where was it this afternoon?
Oh. I'm sorry, Ange. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I know you're... Could you lift me up? I'm starting to drip down my throat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Angela, when I saw you barreling down that hill today, I realized something about my life.
About what?
About my life.
I can't hear you. The snowmaking equipment's so loud.
What I said was that... Easy, Betsy. Get some of that snow off you. Yeah. Oh, gee. Hey, let me. Oh, God. How could one thin woman hold so much snow?
Tony, I can't feel my feet.
Oh, let me see. Let me get them boots off. Hold on now. Hold on.
Gosh.
Hold on.
The bandages are so tight.
No, I don't think they're tight. They're frozen. Under here, let me try to get him unwrapped. Okay, hang on. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Tea, sir.
Oh, okay, good. That'll help. Angela, this will make you good as new, Angela.
Let's not get our hopes up.
Angela, I've been trying to tell you something all day. You know, you are the most beautiful, fascinating, and you're incredibly sexy. You're the most exciting woman I've ever known.
Tony?
Yes?
I'm on fire.
Oh, me too, Angela. I want you badly.
No, Tony, my bandage. You put it too close.
Oh, my God.
Fire.
Oh, my God. Oh,
no,
oh,
Tony, it's still burning.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry.
But I thought you liked me.
Tony, I don't need the wheelchair.
I know that, Angel, but you know, the floor's a little slippery. I don't want to take any more chances. Come on, let me help you. There you go, and in and down. Okay. Oh, watch it. That's been one of those nights. We can start now, okay? Excuse me a second. Okay.
Well,
Well?
She almost froze to death on the sleigh ride.
So what did you do?
I set her on fire. Look, this thing isn't working out. I'm going to have to wait till we get home to do it.
Wait, you're going to put it off? Did you not learn anything from Joey's passing?
Mona, the moment is blown. It's blown. And after what I put it through, I mean, I wouldn't know what to say to her anyway.
You don't have to say anything. You just take the ring. When she's not looking, drop it in the champagne glass.
Dad, she'll see the ring, she'll look at you, and she'll know.
Hey, you know, it does sound romantic, eh? Not very hygienic, but...
Do it.
Okay, great. I took the liberty of ordering for us.
Thank you. Is everything okay?
Oh, yes, everything's fine. And now, I'd like to propose a toast.
Oh.
To the most beautiful... wonderful woman that... Oh, look, it's snowing.
Oh, no.
It's not snowing?
What are you doing?
Your mashed potatoes were a little lumpy and I was remashing them.
Next time, could you use a fork?
Yes. So, well, hey, here's to your health, or what's left of it.
Boy, I am so hungry.
Oh, wait. Don't eat that.
Why? You want to run barefoot through them?
No.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, no. Angela, don't swallow it.
What the... Waiter!
I don't know, Angela. It's not his fault. It's mine.
Yours? Oh, no. My crown came loose. Now I sound stupid. What on earth were you... Oh, my gosh.
It was supposed to go in the champagne. What are you saying?
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, I know. I got that part. Yeah.
Tony, what do you want me to say? You froze me. You set me on fire. Now you made my crown come loose. Oh, Tony, the answer is yes. Yes.
That's swell. Oh, Angela. Here, let me help you put it on.
Thanks. There.
Okay.
Oh. Thanks. Oh, Tony. It's beautiful. Oh. It's lovely.
It's mother's.
Mona really helped me through this.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, if it wasn't for Mona, Sam, and Jonathan, I just think I would have never proposed.
So they talked you into it?
Oh, no, but what they did is they made me realize that I was trying to live my life to the fullest by taking all these crazy risks, when I was really just afraid of taking the biggest risk of all, marrying you. You're a risk, you know, but marriage is a risk, you know. But not with you, because it's like, look, it's snowing.
It's okay, Tony. I understand.
Oh, good.
You're obviously not ready for this.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
No, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You're doing it because somebody told you to, or because it's some answer to your midlife crisis.
Oh, that's not true. It's not true. And I love you. I want to marry you. Who cares what the reasons are?
I care. Because I don't want you to wake up a week from now and say, gee, I didn't have to marry Angela. I could have gone skydiving.
I would never say that. I don't even like skydiving. I like you. Hey. I love you.
And I love you. And I've waited so long for you to ask me this. And that's why it's so hard for me to say no.
Congratulations!
Oh, no.
I've never seen her so happy.